I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. He won't tell us who he is, so let's call him John Doe. He lives in New Orleans, and he's been a coin collector for over half a century. In recent years, he's scaled back in the time he's given to the hobby, but in 2009, he became a coin roll hunter, or as legendary treasure hunter Carl Mueller called it, a kitchen table coin shooter. Way back in show number 95, by the way, which I did in April 2012, I talked about coin roll hunting. You might want to go back to that program for some interesting facts about the hobby. Anyway, in 2009, our Mr. Doe threw himself into the coin roll hunting hobby big time. He started by opening small bank accounts at every bank in New Orleans. He made friends with all the bank tellers in town. And whenever any of the New Orleans banks acquired rolls of half dollars, they'd call Mr. Doe and he would buy them at face value. For 3 years, he did pretty well. He found hundreds of silver half dollars, which are worth about $7.50 each now, but not so long ago were worth $14 each. But in 2011, his finds dropped to virtually nothing, and he gave up his coin roll hunting hobby. And that would have been the end of the story. But in 2013, he had to have one of his knees replaced. Mr. Doe didn't want to just sit home and watch TV while he recovered from his surgery, so he took up his old hobby of coin roll hunting again. He bought 50 rolls of half dollars, and he said he expected that if he was lucky, he'd come up with one silver half dollar in the lot. He opened the first 17 rolls and found no silver at all. But oh, that 18th roll. Not just a silver half dollar, but a seated Liberty half dollar. First he saw the date, 1861. Then he turned it over and saw the mint mark, an O, which meant it was minted in New Orleans. I'm sure his heart was pounding as he gingerly limped to his bedroom to get his magnifying glass. Holding the glass to the coin, he found a tiny thin line in front of Liberty's head, a line that indicated a cracked die was used when the coin was minted. And here's where it gets really fun. The rarity of a cracked die 1861-0 seated Liberty half dollar is categorized as R3. That means that between 300 and 400 specimens are known to exist in the whole world. The value of the coin is yet to be officially determined, but another coin very much like it sold for over $3,500 2 years ago. You may wonder why New Orleans was minting coins for the United States in 1861 since Louisiana was a Confederate state. Well, they didn't secede from the Union until the end of January, and I'm guessing that they'd minted a lot of coins dated 1861 in late 1860. For 2 months, Louisiana was an independent state, and then in late March, she joined the Confederacy. So 1861 was an exciting year for the New Orleans Mint. First, it minted a third of a million half dollars for the United States, then 1.25 million half dollars for the independent state of Louisiana, and finally just under a million half dollars for the Confederate States of America. But back to our Mr. John Doe and his coin roll hunting. You remember he had two rolls left after he found that seated Liberty half? Well, in the next roll, he found an 1896-0 barber half dollar. But that's only worth about $300 in chicken feed, right? Thanks for listening. For some articles on treasure hunting and a plug for a really great book, The Metal Detecting Manual, written by yours truly, visit treasuremanual.com. And as always, if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know when you order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.